Well, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. It's December already, and we are heading into the festive season. Now, one of the most annoying things about this time of year is all the bloody Christmas music you hear everywhere. On the radio, TV, at the gym, the mall, you can't escape it. And this show is no exception. That's right. For the next hour, and for the next 2 weeks after that, we are going to play all the Christmas and holiday-themed music and comedy we've collected over the years. So strap in. Today, we're going to hear from the great Eartha Kitt, friend of the show Chris Elkstrand, whose Christmas songs always tell the truth. Stan Borison, a favorite on local TV when I was growing up, beamed across the border from Seattle. And a little comedy from Stan Freberg and the McKenzie Brothers. But to start off, we'll hear from four fellas who were quite popular 50 years ago and who have lately enjoyed a resurgence thanks to a new documentary by that Lord of the Rings guy. These four had quite a following back in the day, as the kids say, including a large and loyal fan club. And every year they used to make a Christmas record for their fan club. These records were quite cheerful and more than a little cheeky. And we've got a copy of one of them from 1964. And here it is.
Everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year.
We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along... Since the old days of Love Me Do.
So many years ago, it seems.
Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad hand wrote her. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year. Two. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas. And a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe. And I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Hi there.
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it. And we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well,
big laugh.
It'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thank
Thanks, George.
Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. Oh, no, for enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. 1 minute we're in England, next we're away. Suspect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So loyal. Much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Dig.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can you wash your father's shirt? Christmas! Happy Christmas!
Presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, just don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the my sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job cause he needs me. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Have a good time, but remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it so no.
Slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
boom, boom, boom.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Boom, boom.
I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Thank you. Now I would like to bring you our Norwegian friend once again, Stan Borson. You may introduce the next number.
Thank you a lot. You know, folks, my favorite hobby is to take songs that are very popular, then change the words and see how long it takes them to become very unpopular. And I've been having marvelous luck with this song I'd like to sing for you right now. I'd like to sing it first the right way, and then like my Uncle Torval in Seattle, Washington, sings it. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. And later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking in the winter wonderland. Here we go. Noodle some more.
sleigh bells ring, and I am listening, but I am turning and twisting, because I'm itching up here, and then I'm scratching down there, walking in my winter underwear. Now the front is all battered, and then the back is all tattered, but when I'm cold to the core, I crawl through the trap door, and up into my winter underwear. I don't care if it rains or snows or freezes. I am so warm, I just don't give a hoot. I put on all the stockings I can locate, and then I wear two pair of trousers with my suit. But when I start to perspire, yeah, then it sets me on fire, because I'm itching up here, and then I'm scratching down there, walking in my winter underwear, dear from Sears Roebuck. Walking in my winter
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrandor.org or visit abfrandor.org.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
The Aboriginal Frontdoor Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Frontdoor Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting the odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Doug.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Because figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th, Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No.
Get Boxing out. Day, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, Jesus.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree.
See, more. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back, making 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay, on the 6th, to go.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4s,
5 golden toasts,
4 pounds of back, making
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay,
on the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of bag making
3 French toasts.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer in a tree.
I keep forgetting.
Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Holzer.
Oh, 8th day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books.
7 packs of smoke. 6 packs of 2 4s.
5.
Beer.
Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 4 golden toques, 4 pounds of bag, made in 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where'd you learn to do that?
Albums.
So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year. Okay, you know what you left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
The
I wanted donuts.
Over.
But I want
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
you
stores.
You could have gone down
and get some
to,
presents.
Like, good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
Boy, that song is a beauty. Move.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
Thank you.
I don't want no movie star or great big shiny car, but Santa, bring my baby back to me. I know I was untrue and I made her oh so blue, but Santa, bring my baby back to me. I've tried to be a good boy all the whole year through, so when you come around this year, here's what I ask of you. I don't want no diamond rings or all those fancy things, but Santa, bring my baby back to me. You know I'm feeling blue and she is lonely too, so Santa, bring my baby back to me. Be a good boy all the whole year through, so when you come around this year, here's what I ask of you. I don't want no diamond rings or all those fancy things, but Santa, bring my baby back to me. You know I'm feeling blue and she is lonely too, so Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tims roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Get the holes with that.
merchandising. Fa la 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 la. Tis the time for merchandising. Fa la 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 la. Profit never needs a reason. Fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season. Fa la 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 la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da, ba-da, ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy a man and show all the toys. Show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug. You get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present,
Rhythms
India. Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Simpiasu into your nest.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents Radio Show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Merry Christmas now, baby. Now, darling, ain't you glad to be home? Merry Christmas now, baby. Darling, ain't you glad to be home? Yeah, we're gonna take our Christmas for ourselves, so we'll know there is nothing wrong. Hang up your stocking. Oh, Santa Claus gonna come to you. Hang up your stocking, do you know? Oh, Santa Claus gonna come to you. I'm gonna buy you something pretty and let him bring. Tell me, what else is you gonna do? Is you gonna do? I know you're gonna be sweet, darling. Coming home on Christmas Day.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see your Saint Nick from the spot where I stood, so I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Just to buy him some toys he'll play with for a week. Or he might just play with the boxes, because the boxes are more interesting at Christmas time. Oh, I'll fall asleep on the couch, just like my grandma, who's been dead for more than 10 years. But I still really sort of miss her. And of course I miss my mother, 'cause my mother's dead too. And I miss all my other dead relatives, even the ones who were kind of racist, 'cause it's Christmas time. It's time to argue with the relatives who remain. It's time to have some arguments that are totally insane. Like, does wood conduct electricity? Are oranges full of calcium? And things get kind of ugly when talk turns to immigration. My family's never thought too deeply on the subject of immigration, so I excuse myself to go to the bathroom, but I crawl into a closet instead, where I scream into a pillow for a solid 15 minutes or so, then go back to say I'm sorry, even though I'm not really sorry. It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Seasonal cheer.
Seasonal cheer.
Let's hope we survive.
Let's hope we survive
another year. And I just really want to apologize if I did anything that made you feel less valued as a human being. You know, I know you have strong and valid opinions, strong opinions, and I don't want to suggest that they're not valid, even though, I mean, what it is I went to school for it, and I've done years of research on the subject, but that's not to say, I mean, that I don't totally respect that you read some articles your friend sent you and spent 10 minutes online confirming your thinking. I mean, I think that's good. It's good that we can be engaged. It's good we can have this meaningful discussion. These are all good things. This is what family's about. This is what getting together's about. You're totally right. It was wrong of me to draw a distinction between feeling something is a threat and something actually factually being a threat. I mean, can we agree that I accept the fact of your feelings without accepting your feelings are actually facts? Is that fair?
Thank you.
On the Eclectic Lunch, we heard from The Beatles, The Kinks, Eartha Kitt, Stan Borson and Lawrence Welk, Alex Pangman and her Alley Cats, Bob and Doug McKenzie, Louis Prima, Bev Monroe, Stan Freeberg, Lightnin' Hopkins, Spike Jones and his City Slickers, Irene McNeil, Chris Elkstrand, and the Sultans of String. A special thanks goes out to Paul Norton of Code Blue for supplying some of these tunes. As always, our theme music is by Rye Cooter and the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Bepi Crespin is up at 2 o'clock. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar the Human Serviette, will be right here at 3:30. We'll be back with more festive morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Musqueam,